all those conversations that we're having about care also included the vaccines. And so it became clear that we were all sort of coming from the same place.
You know, I was mentioning before that, you know, this little pod, this little world that I'm existing in with these families is that we all have similar resources. So many of them are educators or they're working, you know, they're all, I feel like everybody is working in the same way to sort of find that point of access for the vaccine. And that we, and in through talking, through communication, which continues to be this critical piece of continuing to work through this time, you know, it not only share, like, it wasn't only a way to say this is what I'm doing, but it was a way for us to sort of lash our raft together, I felt like, and sort of help keep us all on the same track. So yeah, and I'm sort of looking around my very, very small world saying, okay, most of this small world has at least the first vaccine. So that's pretty incredible. But again, I realize that there's so much privilege to that. So much. And what was incredible was the person who helped me pick up my vaccine was like, if you know anybody else. And so I was like, oh my goodness, like people at the youth center are having the same difficulty that I'm having, but they could have their vaccines because they work at this child care facility, you know? And so I was then able to say, the friend who helped me has offered to help anyone. So I put it out to the staff. So again, it was that sort of saying, offering resources, recognizing what resources have been offered, recognizing what resources are still in need. So it's just like how the brain is having to think right now is recognizably different than in a time where you kind of had all of those structures in place and you kind of would do sort of each day, each week, each month, each year, you know, in a, on a similar track. So yeah, it's been interesting to sort of see community come together around this resource of the vaccine.